Fast food traffic suffered in Q1, a look at what makes a great loyalty program, and drumroll please, Restaurant Business revealed the winners of two annual industry awards. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. Bad weather and perhaps high prices kept customers away from fast food restaurants in the first 3 months of the year. That at least is based on data from Revenue Management Solutions, which said this week that traffic at quick service restaurants declined 3.5% in the first 3 months of the year, with sales barely positive at 0.8%. Average prices were up 4% year over year in that period, according to the firm, which tracks sales, prices, and traffic data at fast food restaurants. Delivery is up 10% over the past year, though sales through that relatively new channel have been declining since the third quarter of last year. Delivery sales tend to remain higher during periods of bad weather. Many brands are also facing difficult comparisons from a year ago, which are proving tough to match.
Peter Cancro, CEO of the Jersey Mike's subs chain since buying the original store 49 years ago at age 17, has been named Restaurant Business's 2024 Restaurant Leader of the Year. His selection reflects the success the sandwich chain continues to enjoy under his leadership, outpacing much of the industry with a 25% increase in system-wide sales last year to $3.34 billion. That's according to Technomic. It's been expanding at a rate of several hundred stores per year, with per-unit sales having simultaneously grown to an average of more than $1.3 million. That intake puts it high in the ranking of sandwich chains by store volumes. That financial success has turned Jersey Mike's, still wholly owned by Cancro, into an acquisitions plum valued in the neighborhood of $8 billion.
And in other awards news, the fast casual chain Cava was named this year's winner of the Pacesetter Award by Restaurant Business. The concept was celebrated Sunday as the annual Restaurant Leadership Conference kicked off in Phoenix. The award is designed to spotlight concepts that have moved from up-and-coming status to category leaders. Cava had a terrific 2023, a year in which the company held a very successful IPO, growing revenues nearly 60% and recording double-digit increases in traffic. The chain has carved out a sweet spot with healthful Mediterranean flavors in a niche the CEO Brett Schulman calls, quote, cultural cuisine.
What makes a great loyalty program? The Restaurant Business editors decided to find out. We tested programs from a number of chains to see which tactics worked and which didn't. We liked brands that offered freebies, surprise, surprise, and made their programs easy to understand. We were also fans of programs that allowed us to cash in rewards quickly rather than having to spend a lot of money first. To see all of our takeaways, plus commentary from some loyalty experts, check out the story on restaurantbusinessonline.com.
Speaking of loyalty programs that work, the drive-thru coffee chain 7Brew is getting impressive results from a decidedly no-frills approach. Employees of the 217-unit chain are trained to ask every guest for their phone number. This gets them into the program and creates a profile that can be referenced on future visits. For instance, an employee can see what a returning loyalty member ordered in the past and ask if they want to order the same thing again, creating a moment of human connection that is a big part of 7Brew's identity. A whopping 92% of the chain's transactions have a customer profile attached.
The end of pandemic era SNAP benefits has been hard on Papa Murphy's. The Take and Bake pizza chain a year ago generated nearly 15% of its sales from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but the government last year ended extra benefits for recipients that it had been providing during the pandemic. The result? Sales from SNAP customers represented 8.75% of Papa Murphy's sales in the first quarter, parent company MTY Global said this week. Same-store sales at MTY's U.S. chains declined 3.6% in the quarter, which the company blamed on weather and a weak consumer.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.